sugya of chiyuv hatzkaros and hatzkaros meinu ma'iril in Berachas Hamazon and simin kuf pei zayin beis Hashem. The Gemara says memchesamid beis. Tan rabbanon say the Berachas Hamazon kachi. Rachu rishino Berachas Hazon shniyah Berachas Haaretz lishes by Yerushalayim. The Gemara darshens it. Minayin the Berachas Hamazon atir shnem rachaltem esavot averachto zu Berachas Hazon et Hashem lekecha zu Berachas Hazimon. Going switches it around. Al arz ubirchas arz, hateva zubenu shalayim. Chinoim ha'arateva zeva levanun, ha'shenosan lecha zu ha'ateva meitiv. Eli el le'achar lefanu b'nayin, tamo lemer kavachrim, rebi yamin ha'sarach, we have different drashas. But papash, this is, the Gemara darshins these brachos from psukim, and it's before that's the right, so. The Gemara earlier says, Amar v'nachman, mo'ishin tikin li'yisrael b'chas azon b'shosh yor lehem avon. Moshe was Masak in the first bracha of Shashir Lemamon, as the Chazanish points out. We handled this a little bit. That Lachur, the month came down a month after they left Mitzrayim. It already came down on Tezayin, Tezvov, Iyar, which was before Matan Torah B'chol. Says the Chazanish in Echonami, Lav Dafka. It means after Matan Torah. Not right away. But Madani Yantif learns that Moshe and Maisa, they only were Masakin it after HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'chal Tavis Vot Evrach, Tavis Shem Lekecha, that's in Dvarim, which was Ba'avis Maya, which was Mamash at the end of the 40 years. Either way, Moshe was Masakin in the first Baruch Hu, Yeshua Tikin Lehem Birchas Ha'aretz, Kim Shirach Zil Aretz, David Rishleim Etiknu Bain Yerushalayim, David Tikin Al Yisrael Mechwa, Yerushalayim Yerechwa, Yerushalayim Etikin Al Abayit Tegad V'HaKadosh, Teva Yavne B'Yavne Tiknu. Kum Zayis said it's the Baruch Hu Samid Ha'aretzel, exactly who and when they were Masakin it. Chazal say it went piecemeal. First, Moshe was masak in the first bracha, Yeshua the second bracha, and then David Shlomo the third bracha. Yavne was their masak in the fourth bracha, which is only Midar Rabbanan. The Rush points out, he says, don't think that Moshe Rabbeinu loyboi lememesh loybarcho oisai bracha David Shlomo. The Shinu kol mikro. It can't be that they weren't mevarech all the brachas before David and Shlomo came around. Ela David Shlomo tiknu ma'adbei lefimashin yitaysav tevi Yisrael. But in Echanami, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua and Lachar, everybody beforehand were already mevarach the three brachas. And the Rajba and the Beis Yosef brings down the Rajba and other Rishonim say similar types of things. That Zichur, they had a lashon beforehand. The actual matbeah was kavo was nikva kafi Chazal were kaveh. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, and David were kaveh the matbeah. But Zichur beforehand they were mevarach Berachas Hamazon. All the nyanim that it says. Now the shaila is, what does that mean? That they're mevarach Berachas Hamazon. They're mevarach three brachas. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mavarech three brachas, or he was only Mavarech one bracha, and they just said the Inyanim. Dainu, midaraisa, you're mechuyiv to make three different brachas, or is it as long as you say the Inyanim that it says, David and Shlomo and Yeshua were Mesakein, that's enough? As a matter of fact, look at the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Taf Lamed, Mitzvah Birch Zamazin. He's Mitzvah the midaraisa, you don't even need a Lashon bracha, Bechlal. You need Dvarm Kivitzachas Lashonei, he says. You don't even need a Lashon Baruch Ata Hashem. As long as you just said, Adank Ribbono Shel Olam for the great food. Tada la ochel atayim, as they say to little kids. L'chor that you're ready yotze. As long as you said the inyanim of mazein and aretz v'chulu. Thank you for the good food and the aretz. But you don't really need any lashon bracha. Maybe that's where it comes from. Those they bring down that Rechaim v'lashon was choishish not to sing tzur mishalo yachalnu on Friday night, because betzem it's the bracha goes. The song goes kifi the brachis. Azanas Olama is the first bracha. Shira Kol Teido, Rachim, Yibana Amigdosh. Betzem, Kol Kamadi, you don't, in the Lachar over there, there's no bracha b'klal. There's no Tzuras HaBracha. You do say Baruch Hu Emunai. There's no Tzuras HaBracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lekinu Melech HaOlam, Tzur Lachar, Shvei to say that that's Malkinu. And therefore, Lachar, what the tzad are you to be yaitse midaraisa b'klal? What the tzad are you going to be yaitse? But if you hold that midaraisa, like the Minchas Chinuch, that it doesn't even need a matbeah of a bracha b'chal, then can then you be yaitse? The minigurim is not that way. What? There b'chal, whether or not it's a bracha which you're mechuyiv. That we had the raiva, whether or not you need a, because it's not a bracha kfua, but kokam that it's a bracha, it's a shita yichidah. Even the raiva that holds that a bracha kfua doesn't need, kokam that it's a bracha kfua, like Berachas Hamazon, you're mechuyiv, zikr, you're going to need a shem Hashem. So that's one side. Midaraisa, Ken Zayin, you don't even need, for sure you don't need three brachas, Ken Zayin. Maybe you don't even need one bracha. As long as you say the Inyanim that it says, the brachas Hashem lekecha la'aretz atayv Hashem nasan lach, that's enough. Or do you say that no, that you need all three brachas be'etzem or daraisa, and just the matbeah was nikva kafi, David, Moshe, Yeshua, David, and Shlomo. But in Hanami, even Moshe Rabbeinu said all three brachas. It's really the shaila is, what did Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu benched? Moshe Rabbeinu said three brachas, Moshe Rabbeinu said one bracha. What's the nafkamino? Nafkamino, alocha lemaisa. If a person says alamichio, b'mokim birchas amazim, which is not so uncommon. I just had a few cases. People told me the other way around. People benched, they were supposed to say alamichio, or even bein fashis. They weren't thinking. That was the first case on the list that actually just happened recently, on the sheet, that a person was they were machabrus and benching by Sheva Brachas. And after he got to the end of the benching, he realized that he bechlal didn't eat. He didn't wash. He had rice and vegetables. That was the story. Luckily, I wasn't able to get the phone when he called. But that Maisa Sharei Kachay. Now what happens the other way around? The person makes Alam Michiel instead of making Birchas Amazon. If you hold that the three brachas are Daraisa, so Zichr, you're not going to be able to be Daraisa. And therefore, it'll have Nafkamin, as we'll see, if you have a Safik, if a woman can be Maisa you. But if the three brachas are not Daraisa, then in Ram and the Chorah with Alam Michiel, you'd also still be able to be Yaitse. Now the Lashon of the Rush is, don't say that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't mevarach oisa habracha. Mashmoyis is that Zichri was mevarach habracha. He just wasn't mevarach the bracha that David and Shlomoy. David and Shlomoy were sakin it lefimash and itaysef tevil Yisrael. But the Mashmoyis is that Moshe Rabbeinu said a bracha. He didn't just say, the Rosh didn't just say, that Moshe, don't think that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say the inyanim of Yerushalayim. He said the inyanim of Yerushalayim. He said more than that. He says, Moshe, don't think Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say that bracha. Mashmoyis is that Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka was Mavarach three brachas. It wasn't just that he said in Yonim, but in Hanami, he was Mavarach all three brachas, which would mean, L'chero, that Birchas Hamazon, the Gimel Brachas, the Daraisa. The truth is that it's Mefurish and Taisus. Taisus and Daf, Tezayin Amar Aleph, we had the Sugya here at the beginning of the Perek, by Poyalim. You saw Poyalim are Mavarach only two out of the three brachas Daraisa. So Iker Sugi is on Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, and the Gemara says that to save time, that they shouldn't take off time from the Balabais who hired him. So it says Mevarchan Lachareish Time Ketzad Bracha Rishani Ketikuna. First Bracha, the Mevarch, as Chazal were misaken it. Shnia Poiseach BeBirchas Aretz VeKoylin Bein Yerushalayim BeBirchas Aretz. You the second Bracha, they start with the second Bracha and they're Koylo the third Bracha together with the second Bracha, and then they end off Bracha Hashem Al Aretz Alamazin. That means that they added the three brachas, and only mevarach two out of the three brachas. In fact, Tesvitz, Afa gavim deraisim, ay lamaisa de deraiso, yesh koyach biyad chachomim lakar davim in a Torah hill, betrudim melechaz balabai. In fact, Tesvitz, how could Chazal go ahead and say that poilim are only mechuyev to mevarach two out of the three brachas, the chor of the deraiso? Zach Tesvitz, it's not a problem. They can be makar davim, bekum veste, the makar davim in a Torah hill, betrudim melechaz balabai. Shaliz, what says Kash Bechlal? Who says that the Mechuyiv to Mevarach three brachas? The Mechuyiv to say all the Inyanim that it says in benching. And that's exactly what they do. They say the first bracha is Ikuno. The second and the third bracha, they merge into one bracha. But they're saying all the Inyanim that they have to say. Bris, Vetura, Malchus, Beis Dovin, they say everything. What's the difference that they're saying it in two brachas instead of three brachas? Mevur, that from Tesis, that Tesis holds that the Minyan HaBrachas is also Daraisa. The Chor according to that, and Hanami, if a person would say Ala Michil, then Zichr Midaraisa, you will not be Yerze, because you only have one bracha. And the minyan HaBrachas is Ma'ake Midaraisa. However, it's not so pashut. The Torah brings down, the in Kuf Tzadi Aleph, the Beis Yosef brings down this Shita of Tesis, and he says that the other Rishonim don't hold like Tesis. Quotes Tesis, and he says, V'li ein tzarech lezeh, de'ein minin ha-brochis she'achar ha-mozim min ha-terah. U'kidemash midi v'yaram, v'sefer mitzvah shalei, she'kas v'ha-mitzvah yutes, she'tzivonu levarcha y'achar ha-chilo. V'lo hizkir minin ha-brochis. Says the Beis Yosef, the Rambam just says, she'tzivonu levarcha y'achar ha-chilo. That's all that you have to do. You should bench, but it doesn't say how much, when, where, what. V'lo hizkir minin ha-brochis, l'day te'afagav d'dor shlo b'gmar v'ikroi, ay l'mayis v'dash in all three brochis from a pasuk, asmachta ba'almeninu. It's only a smacht of alma. Zinichanami yitakanam achuyiv midaraisa to say three brachas. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs also is mavur like that. Kam v'kam rishenim l'chura hold, not like Tesis, that the minin abrachas is takanam midaraisa. Feed that l'chura. Zinichanami you should be able to ken zayin, be able to be yetzim midaraisa with alamichim.
And the truth is that
Sharetzin, it's in Kuf Samaches, he's mitzad like that. Kuf Samaches of Kotan Ayin Aleph, he quotes a dog of Revovel. He says, after dog of Revovel shodi bein arga, do midaraisa mitzavra di yetzim bimein sholosh mokam berin zamazin. Imkein, shuven elam midarabonon. A case where a person was mevarech alamichio, then l'chorri who is yetzim is chiv midaraisa, he says. L'chorri would come out that if the Mishabur is paskining that you're yaitzim midaraiso, then kumtais that the minin abracha is lachoro is not daraiso. If the minin abracha is midaraiso, you wouldn't be able to be yaitzim al michro. Elamai, the Mishabur is going like Shitas Rambam that the minin abracha is not daraiso, but mainly you'll be able to be yaitzim al michro. Wherever the shayla which left to be mevar is that lachori still can be yaitzim al michro because you don't say bris v'terum. And in Alamichi you don't say bris v'ter, except for the Girsas Harach, Rabbeinu Chananel, those that have it on the side of the Gemara. The Rabbeinu Chananel was Girs bris v'ter in Alamichi. Lefi our Girsa, Lachori, you wouldn't be able to be Yaseh because you didn't say bris v'ter. The Gemara says Kol Shleimer bris v'ter leYotzei Dechavasei. So the truth is that we saw in the Torah that it's not so simple. What does it mean, l'yatzi dei chavosei? The Ran says, kosh le'omer pesach matumor l'yatzi dei chavosei. Says the Ran, p'sachem, it means l'yatzi dei chavosei karoi. But zichri, you yatzi your chiv. Oh, if I go to pesach, just because he doesn't say pesach matumor, it doesn't mean you're not going to be yatzi your chiv, it's even says Mitzrayim. Says, l'yatzi karoi, kimitzu min amuvchur. Merely the Torah brings down, it's the same achleikas over here. When it says l'yatzi dei chavosei, Kosev Achi Rabbi Yechiel, Misupukani Baha Damar Layatzi Dei Chavasi, Likuva Ka'amar, or Lemitzvah? Is it Likuva or is it Lemitzvah? Vadas Naitet Lemitzvah Ka'amar, Adkan. Rabbi Yechiel says, the Nerchami is only Mitzvah. Adas Naitet is only Mitzvah. That's how the Ro and the Ritva go. The Nerchami, it's only Lemitzvah. Mitzvah Min Amavchar, you're supposed to say Bris Vatar, that's what Chazal put in. He didn't say it, and Zikr, you can't say that you're not going to be Yatzi Dei Chavasi. Lefida would be Gishmak, you could be Yatzi with Alamichia, because it's only Mitzvah Min Amavchar, it's not Mikra Adin. The problem is that we don't pass in that way. The Mechaber Paskins, at the end of the day, the Torah is chalik, venirli, says the Torah, venirli, kivin the birchas amoz in daraiso, likuva kamar, v'tzarach laster, v'mtim abrocha chayz l'reish. Says the Torah, interesting tiny, it says, since birchas amoz is daraiso, so then it's likuva. Bris v'tzar is also, is daraiso. He says, since birchas amoz is daraiso, that's the basis of his murder. Since birchas amoz is daraiso, then v'meilo, it's likuva. L'maiso, that's on the Mechaber Paskins. In Simin Kuf Pei Zayin, I hope that was all. Saw it or not, here we come. Kuf Pei Zayin, the Mechaber Paskins, Im Lo Hizkir, Birchas Ha'aretz, Bris V'Tera, Afilo Lechisra, Le'echam Mehem, Achzir Neisai. So Yotzei Deichav Osei, it's not just the Mitzvah of the Mufkar, you're not Yotzei. That being the case, we're still back Shver. What's Pshat? How could he be Yotzei with Alamichio? L'chura, in Alamichio, you don't say Bris V'Tera. So the Shaila is, even though you have to go back, if you didn't say bris v'tera, is that a din daraiso or is that a din darabanan? Are you mechuyif to say bris v'tera mi daraiso or is it only mi darabanan? If you're only mechuyif mi darabanan, that means on a daraiso dika level, you could be yetzer with alamicha. Because the minyan of bracha is not daraiso, and bris v'tera is not daraiso. According to that, in a chanam, you could be yetzer with alamicha. So the shayla is, if a person doesn't say bris v'tera, is he yetzer mi daraiso or not? So Teitzvah says on the Afkofaman base, the Gemara declares, are women mechuyiv midaraisa to bench or not? What's the tzad that they're not going to be mechuyiv midaraisa? Says Rashi, because they weren't given a nachlo. They weren't given Eretz Yisrael. And it says, v'chalte v'savot arachtas Hashem lekech al oretz ha-tevesh yonosan loch. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give the woman the oretz. And they're nana from the oretz, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give it to them. So it can't be that they're mechuyiv kenzan, they're not mechuyiv midaraisa in Birch Zamazin. Taisa says, if that's the case, that anybody that doesn't get a nachlo is not mechuyiv midaraisa, then Kayanim and Levim also shouldn't be mechuyev. Kainim Levim also didn't get a nachal. Last week's parasha, Shemu nachal osam. And memeila l'chor, they shouldn't be mechuyev midaraisa. Zichar, you can't say that. And therefore, Taisa says no. The tzad that women are not mechuyev midaraisa is because kol shalei amar bris v'tera l'yotei dechavasei. And women are not shy to bris v'tera. And memeila, if they're not shy to bris v'tera, then they're mufka from saying bris v'tera, they can say it, but it's not shy to them mechal. And therefore, l'yotei dechavasei. Taisa understands the chur that they wouldn't even be able to say bris v'tera. Certainly, the lashon that we say abrischa shechasam de b'vserenu, al teras v'shlim adetonu, the chur they don't have abrischa shechasam de b'vserenu, behalim the beis yisif, ben the gabayit, and al teras v'shlim adetonu, they're not mechuyev in Torah. The Mela Taisa says that they're not mechuyev. Hence, they're not mechuyev in the Raisa because they're not per brisa Torah. Mavur, that Taisa understands that if women are not chayev mi daraisa because they're not per brisa Torah, that means that you're mechuyev to say brisa Torah mi daraisa. Yichuyev to be maskir brisa Torah mi daraisa. So much so that if you're not brisa Torah, you're not going to be mechuyev mi daraisa in brisa Mazin. The shell is where did Taisa get this from? Where did Taisa get it from that you're mechuyev to say brisa Torah mi daraisa? The Chai Adam in Nishmas Adam says Allah l'mayish mi Sinai. The Chazon Ish, he's matmiyah on Taisus. He says in Chavches or Zayin, he's matmiyah on Taisus. He says, where did Chazal get it from to say that you're mechuyev brisa Torah mi daraisa? He says Yesh Eimim that it's Allah l'mayish mi Sinai. Leimash ma'achi klal. Who mentioned anything about Allah l'mayish mi Sinai? Who told you anything? Where do we see anything that there's a chiluk of birchas hamazon is telling Allah l'mayish, nusach birchas hamazon is telling Allah l'mayish mi Sinai? He says, Fakir, we see that Rashi says, and why do you have to be masked bris v'tero? She'af b'sus ha'tero, b'birchas ha'aretz shari dey brisn in el avrom. As it says, b'parashas milah, v'nesad t'chol zarecha acharecha zarecha megurecho. And t'orech l'haski b'tero, she'af b'sus ha'tero, v'mitzis yoshua z'aretz. She'nemar l'man tichin v'yivisem, u'basim rash t'mes ha'aretz. L'chor the mashmois is, that it says the Chazinish, l'chor the mashmois is, that it says in the Rabbanan. Chazal or Mesakin, the matbeya of the bracha should have also bris v'tero, but not that it's going to be a din d'oraisa b'chalal. Where did Taisa get it from that it's a din d'oraisa? L'chora b'das Taisa, you have to say that it's a svara. The kokama that you're mechuyev to mevarach, it says v'chalta v'savata v'rechta s'Hashem l'kechal aretz atavesh anasal lach. The chiyev b'rich z'mazim d'oraisa is to thank to Yibayin Shalem for the aretz. Now the only way that we got the aretz was ayidi bris v'tero. So a chilek of the nisinas aretz ala aretz atoyva asher nos aloch is the fact that is what brought me to the aretz. What gave me the zchus of getting Eretz Yisrael? That was bris v'tero. And memela misvara hagam that in a chanami, it doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah, but it's a chilek of what it says in the Torah. It says v'rachtas Hashem lekecha ala aretz atoyva asher nos aloch. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you this aretz? That was ayidi bris v'tero. Memela chilek of the hoido of the aretz is also thanking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for bris v'tero. And it's ma'akim midaraisa. It's a chilek of what it says. Allah is the Torah, Shana Salah. But if that's the case, then what's the tzad that it's not ma'akiv? If it's a svara that you have to say, what's the tzad that it's not ma'akiv? So Taisa says something very interesting. Taisa says, on the Afchofim and Beis, what's the tzad that it's not ma'akiv? Oy Dilma, kiven d'loy shayach buhu, havi shapir daraisa. Maybe since they're not shayach to bris v'tero, then they are machuim midaraisa. V'hodla kamon, I says in the Gemara that somebody doesn't say bris v'tero is not yitiv dei chavalsei. Mari ba'anoshim de'sheichi b'bris v'tero. That's talking about anoshim that are sheich b'bris v'tero. What's going on over here? There's a svara that you have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. For sure, even women have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the aretz. That's not a question. The shel is bris v'tero, even though they didn't get a nachal. You have to thank them. You're telling me that a chilek of thanking them is bris v'tero. So you have to thank bris v'tero. The svara says that only men have to thank and women don't have to thank. L'cherif, there's a svara that a chelik of the Nesina Sa'aretz came out of the bris v'tero, then you have to thank that because Baruch Hu is bris v'tero. They're not shaykh the bris v'tero. But to say that midaraisa kenzan they're not mechuyev because what was the suffix over here? Does the svara midaraisa mechayev me to say bris v'tero as well? Or the svara midaraisa says that you're not mechuyev to say bris v'tero? L'cherif, a svara is a svara. It's hard to say that that's kufa is mistopic in the svara. Is the svara mechayev you or not? You could say that. That's good for the shayla. Is there such a svara or not? Maybe the svara says you only have to mevarcha for the aretz, not for the bris v'tero. But a little bit more that's shver and tesis, besides the fact that, like the Chazon Ish was murdered, that's something, that's a makar for divrei tesis. Well, what's going to be in a case where the Gemara says as well, you have to say bris v'tero. And pli me'omar tzorach sheyaktim bris v'tero. You also have to be maktim. What happens, Taisus, that holds that you have to say bris v'tero midaraisa, what happens if you switch around the order? And you said Torah, and then you said bris. Are you not yetzim midaraisa? So, I don't have a raya. The rach on the side of the Gemara, those that have the rach on the side of the Gemara, the rach says that also, if you didn't say bris v'tero, you're not yetzim. If you switched around the order of bris v'tero, then you're not yetzim. Tzorach lachzer. L'chor it's tamua. To say that, maybe he understood that's the matbeah of Chazal. To say that midaraisa you're not going to be yotze if you switched it around, L'chura is very shver. You could say that in Echanami, according to Teisvitz, Utaka. The Gemara brings that all down together. You have to say Bris V'Torah, and you have to be Makdim Bris V'Torah. It doesn't say that if you didn't say Bris V'Torah, if you switched around the order, then Lo Yaseh Dechavaseh. The Rishonim do say that. The Rach does say that. But can you say B'das Teisvitz that holds that Bris V'Torah is Daraisa, would it mean also that if you switched around the order, then also you wouldn't be Yaseh? If a person switches around the order of Birch the Muslim, is he Yaitim the Reis or not? Let's say you only have three brachas. A person says Noid Lacha first, and then he says the second bracha. He says Rachim, then he says Baruch Hashem, Azana Seyum Kuloi. Are you Yaitse or not? Read the Reis. Chazinish is Mustafik. Whether or not you Yaitse. But that's Tesis, really. But that's Tesis we're trying to figure out. Tesis understands that you're Mechuyev to be Masker, Bris Vater, Mid Reis. Where does it come from, Fakta Achrenim? And is it such a stark achiv midaraisa that if you switch around the order also, that you're not going to be yetsi midaraisa? So you could say without stasis, maybe you could say without stasis, that even though Chazal were the ones that are masakin bris v'tero and they masakin the order, but the Torah didn't tell you what the lashon, what the matbeah, the bracha is. The Torah told you have to say v'chadav savat rachta shem lekechal aratz tovah shenasalach. And according to Tesis, on daf Tezayin we saw that the gimel brachas are all there. So you have to say gimel brachas. So we know that you have to say gimel brachas, and we know that we have to say certain things. Masra nakosav lechachomim to be mesakin what the matbeah, the bracha is. So mameila kol kama that Chazal understood that nichlal in the aratz is bris v'tero. Then they made it as a chilek of the matbeah of the bracha, and you have to say bris v'terah. So, Betz and the Chazon Ish asked, where did Tosfos get it from that you're not going to be yotzei midaraisa? It says anywhere in the Torah they have to say bris v'terah? No, but kol kama that the Torah gave it over to Chazal, masr nachaz lechachamim to be kriveh what the matbeah of the bracha is, then kol kama that Chazal were kriveh the matbeah of the bracha. If a person doesn't say the matbeah of the bracha the way the Chazal were kriveh, then he's not going to be yotzei dechavasi even midaraisa. You're not going to be. It's not just that they were mafkid the daraisa. That becomes the daraisa. Similar to what we find mentioned in the past that on Chol HaMoed Chazal were kaveya. What malachas are aser on Chol HaMoed? Chazal must nakas lechacham to decide what's aser midaraisa on Chol HaMoed. Whatever Chazal said, that's what's aser midaraisa. What do you mean? The rabbanon Chazal the one that was kaveya. Similar thing over here. The Torah told you that you have to say three brachas and you have to mention certain things. The actual matbeya, that Masr Nakaz L'Chacham to be kaveh what the matbeya is. Tosfos understood that the three brachas and the bris v'tero and any lishernis that Chazal were kaveya, that's all a din daraisa. And kokama that a person doesn't say those lishernis, could be that even if he switches around the order, in Echanam, he's not going to be yetze, even with daraisa. Kenzan is not going to be yetze, even with daraisa. Lafi Shita Tesis, Lachar would come out that in Echanami, a person would not be able to be Yaitse with Alamichio because he didn't say Bris V'Torah. Kokam that he's missing Bris V'Torah, then he wouldn't be able to be Yaitse with Alamichio. The Shita is a Rishonim that hold that in Echanami, Bris V'Torah is only Dinder Abanan, then Lachar, he should be able to be Yaitse, Ken Zayn. You'd be able to be Yaitse Midaraisa with Alamichio. What then? You might be mechuyim to demand, might say again derabanan, but in chaim on the right to the level of yitz. What will be the nafkamina? The nafkamina will be as follows. Really, we could clear even bris v'ter. We'll get that in a second. Let's just lechura would come out like we're saying now that according to Tosfos. That bris v'ter is the raiso and gimel bracha is the raiso, then in Echanami you would not be able to be yetz with alamicho. However, according to the shitas that hold that gimel bracha is not the raiso and bris v'ter is not the raiso, then in Echanami you would be able to be yetz with alamicho. At least on a deraisidic level. What's the nafkamina, let's say? Let's just say, what would be the nafkamina, a practical nafkamina lalacha? If a person makes an alamicho, so he's yetz on a deraisidic level, but the rabbani still has to go back and say, and it's al bench, can he ask his wife to be yetz him? Or not. Generally, we know that you're not allowed to ask your wife to be ma'itziyum. Because Kenzan, she's only mechuyim midrabanan, and you're mechuyim midaraisa. However, in a case where you were yoytze your chiyuv d'oraisa, so in a chanam you have to go back and bench, but you only have a chiyuv d'rabanan, here you'd be able to ask your wife to be able to be yoytze you. Because in a chanami, now you're only mechuyim d'rabanan, she's at least d'rabanan, maybe even d'oraisa, you're able to ask your wife to be yoytze you. What's that? A kid as well, that's telling whether how much he ate. If he had a shir tzvil, and he's mechuyim d'oraisa, then in a chanami would pass in mechuyim Midar Abanan, only one Dar Abanan, then he'll be able to be Maitiyu also. That's the Gemara says enough. Now the Shaila is, what's with an Negeah to Haskaras Me'ina Ma'ira? If a person doesn't mention the Haskaras Me'ina Ma'ira, can you say that there's a Tzad that he's not Yaitzi Midaraiso? If he's not, according to the Tzaisis that we see, if a person doesn't say Bris Vatero, he's not Yaitzi Midaraiso. What's with Haskaras Me'ina Ma'ira? Chazal or Mesakan to say Ritzei, Mesakan on Shabbos to say Al Viyav on Yantif, Mishchaydish also Lechatchilo. If a person doesn't say Haskaras Me'ina Ma'ira, can you say that you're not Yaitzi Midaraiso? So maybe, according to this thesis, theoretically you'd be able to say the same as the whole Bris Vatera, Chazal or Masakin as Masbeah for the Bracha. So too, anything that they're Masakin as Masbeah for the Bracha, you're not going to be Yaitzi Midaraiso. However, that's much more schwer because there's no mention in the Torah, Bechlal, of any Haskaras Me'ina Ma'ira in benching. Even if you want to say that Bris Vatera is Nichal in Ala Arat, Atayva Shanas Anloch, but lachar, that's the matbea kavua of benching, a haskar which you're just sticking in from time to time. Very hard to say that mamish becomes a chiluk of benching that you're not yoytzi midaraiso if you didn't say it. However, it's still there's a possibility to say that you're not yoytzi. Why? Because we saw according to the other sheets that hold that bris v'ter is not daraiso. Bris v'ter is not midaraiso. So why, if you didn't say bris v'tero, do you have to go back and bench again? The ma'aseh the Torah says bris v'ter is not daraiso. We don't pass the daraiso. But nevertheless, since benching is daraiso, therefore it's makin, you have to go back. Why do you have to go back? Says the Chiddush HaGoyis here on the bottom of the tour. V'nir daf agav matbea derabanan, svir elein rabbeinu dekiven sheshina matbea, havele ki'ilu loy omar klal. Dekiven the birchas amazin daraiso, tzarech las levarech. If you're mishana matbea shetavu chacham, it's kilas v'yidinim bench b'chlal. Maybe a little bit different. The Prima Gadim says, this is a famous klal of the Prima Gadim. He handles this in his Akdama to the Prima Gadim. And it's really a tesis early in the Masechta and in Sukkah and in other places. And that is, any time that a person is not Makayim a mitzvah kafi takonas chazal, is he just not Yetzim Midarabanan or is he not Yetzim Midaraiso? Where's the classic case that they bring? The Gemara says in Sukkah and Daf Gimel, it's brought down earlier in Brachis, that Zikni Beis Shammai and Zikni Beis Hillel went to Rabbi Yochanan ben Choroni's house on Sukkot to visit him. And they saw that he was sitting in the Sukkah and his table was inside the house. Now there's a gzeiras chazal, takanas chazal, not to sit by a table which is inside the house, because maybe you're going to end up in the house. So Beis Shammai said, if this is the way that you always sat by your table, then you would never makayim mitzvah sukkah miyamecho. The shaila is, why not? He wasn't makayim mitzvah sukkah, maybe he was mevatel the takanas chazal. He wasn't makayim mitzvah sukkah. Says Tesis, that in a chanami, once chazal were misakin, that there's a chiyuv to be makayim the mitzvah in a certain way, then they're mafkia the daraisa kokama that you're not makayim the mitzvah in the way that chazal were misakin it. We found it really in brachas. The Reini Yoina says this at the beginning of the Masechta. A person that does not lay in kriyashma by chatzois says you're not even yoytze midaraisa. He says you're laying after chatzois. Where do you get it from? Chazal were misakin that you have to lay in by chatzois kokama that you didn't do that. They're mafkia the daraisa b'chlam. And you're not yoytze the daraisa. Says the Prima Godim, that's pshat in the tour. Says the Prima Godim here in Kuf Pei Zayin, that's pshat in the tour. You're right. Bris v'tera is only din derabanan. But if you didn't say the takana that Chazal said that you have to say, then they're mafkin of daraisa. And you're not even yoytze midaraisa, according to this. So now you can clear, what's by Haskaras Me'ina Ma'ira? Haskaras Me'ina Ma'ira, a person has to say Ritzei or Yalav Yove. If a person doesn't say it, what's the halacha? Were they mafkin of the daraisa and you're not going to be yoytze bechlal? Or it's only midarabanan, you're not yoytze. The nafmina, like we said, can you ask your wife, a person that forgot to say Ritzei, can he ask his wife to be yoytze him or not? Was he not Yaitzi Midaraiso, or is it only Midarabanan? Could be possibly another Nafkamina, the case that we mentioned over here. If a person says, a person was Shabbos and Yontif, and a person benched, and he forgot to say Yalav Yovin. So he has to go back. Then he forgot to say Ritzei, and he said Yalav Yovin. So now does he have to go back a third time? If you didn't say like Chazar Mesakin, can say the Rafkiya the entire benching, you weren't yet to be daraisa b'chol. It's only din derabanan, so kol kama at the end of the day, you have all the askaras, l'chor you're okay. But if it's in the Raisa, then Ken Zanim Rafkiya the entire Kol Kamei, they didn't do it the way Chazal were Masakin, then Ken Zanim Rafkiya the Raisa. Yesh Lain. Somebody just told me, okay. Somebody just told me it took him 4 times to get through benching one. There you go. Each time you forgot something else, you need this. It should only be more, it shouldn't be more than 3. Yesh Lain. Depends how tired you are. So the Shal is really what's pshat in the Haskaras Meinam Ma'ira? Is Haskaras Meinam Ma'ira, is it like the same takano as mentioning Bris Vatera or not? Bris Vatera, we see, if you don't say Bris Vatera, says the Prima Gadim, according to the Tur, the Mafkiyah Vechiv Daraiso. If you didn't say Ritzei, what's the halacha? Or Yalav Yover, the Mafkiyah Daraiso? So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Tov Alei Hizkir Shal Resh Chodesh B'Tfilo Machzir Nesai. Bebirach Zamazin in Machzir Nesai. I didn't know what the chilek was. The shaltiel of Nachman, v'amrli minei demar Shmuel, lo yishmiali. I didn't hear pshat. Ala nechze anan tefila de choy v'hi machzir nesoi. Birch zamazin di boy ochel iloy boy ochel in machzir nesoi. Iboy loy ochel in machzir nesoi. Says the Gemara, when are you mechuyif to go back when you forgot a maskaras meina mero? Depends whether or not you have a chiyif to eat or not. If you have a chiyif to eat, then if you forgot the maskaras meina mero, you have to go back. If you don't have a chiyif to eat, you don't have to go back. What's the pshat? Then let's answer this. What's the pshat? What does it mean? Because you don't have a chiyif achila, therefore you don't have to go back. So pashat pshat means I never even had to bring myself to the matzav that I have to say yalav yavei. I didn't have to eat in the first place. You can't tell me if I didn't say yalav yavei that I'm not going to be yotzei if I didn't have to bring to myself to the matzav in the first place. I didn't have to eat in the first place. If I wouldn't have eaten, I wouldn't have said Yalav Yovim. So now that I ate and I benched and I didn't say Yalav Yovim, I'm not going to be Yotzei. I didn't even have to eat in the first place. The problem with that is also benching, you don't have to say. If you didn't eat, you didn't have to bench. But now that you ate, you have to bench. Right? You have to do whatever Chazal Mizakin. What does it mean that you didn't have to get to the Namasiv? Well, commonly you put yourself in the Namasiv, then you're required to do it the way that Chazal Mizakin did. So why shouldn't you have to go back? Best when you find such a thing, when you get to Smichas Gula Tzvila. Tesis brings down from the Goinim. You don't have to be masmach gula the tefillah at night by Marif. And lahalach lemaisa we paskin, it's only lechatchila. But if you jump in and they're holding by Shmonesri, that's what you're supposed to do. And you say the brachas afterwards. Why? Say the goyim because you're not even mechuyif to daven Marif bechlal. Arvis is a rishus. You don't have to daven Shmonesri bechlal. So you can't tell me that if I daven Shmonesri, I'm mechuyif to masmach gula the tefillah. I didn't have to daven Shmonesri. So he says, no, can't say not. Kokama that they were masakin that you have to be masmach gula the tefillah. You're right. If you didn't daven. Then you don't have to master gula tefillah. But if you're davening, then you have to do it the way the Chazal Masakin it. So the same thing over here. What does the Gemara need to say? The Gemara says, you don't even you don't have to eat. It's different. You don't have to eat. So then, if you're not masking the main mirror, then you don't have to go back. So lechur pashup shot can't be that because I didn't have to get to this chiv in the first place. You didn't have to get to this chiv in the first place. Kokama that you got to the chiv lechur. Then in a chanam, you're mechuyif to do it the way that Chazal were masakin. Not only that, we find what's the halacha by Rish Chodesh and if it's Rish Chodesh and Shabbos, and a person forgets Yalav Yomei, does he have to go back or not? So the shittas that hold, they doesn't have to go back because that's Rish Chodesh, you don't have to eat. Mitzadach, you have to eat because of Shabbos. Mitzad Shein, that's Rish Chodesh, you don't have to eat a suda. So the shittas that hold that you don't have to go back. Now the shaila is. If it means that I didn't have to come to the tzchiv in the first place, here you can't say that. Because zikr, you didn't have to come to the tzchiv. Similarly, you have in the case of, what's with a person has 4 sudas on Shabbos? Long Shabbos afternoon, you had your suda at 8 o'clock in the morning, after the tzikin. Then at 1:30 you're hungry again, you have another suda. And then at 5:30 in the afternoon, you have your 4th suda. What's the halacha? Says Tosfos, if you have 4 sudas, you're not mechuyev to have the 4th suda. You're not mechuyev to have the 4th suda, then you don't have to go back. And even if you didn't say Ritzei, because you don't have to eat the Suda. Says the Ra'ah, Afilu Achol Me'a Pomen Begyoin V'le Hizkir Ba'achorin HaShabbos. He says, even if you ate 100 times. Choyzer, the time of Iker Chazara Kamein, Mishim D'lei Sagi Lo Yachol Pas, B'hai Yuma. Lo Yamina B'hai Suda, Sa'el B'hai Yuma. It's not telling in the Suda what number of Suda we're holding by. It's telling in what day we're holding by. And if it's a day that you have to eat, then in a Hanami, even though this Suda you didn't have to eat, but if you didn't say, Haskaras Me'na Mer in this Suda, you're going to have to go back. Now, Lechura, if the Pashup Shan and the Gemara is like we were saying beforehand, that you didn't have to come to the Sefer in the first place, according to the Ra'ah, the Suda number 97, Zikr, you didn't have to eat. Therefore, you shouldn't have to go back. Clearly, it doesn't mean Kipshutai that you didn't have to get to this Chiv in the first place. Bechlal, it's fair. This is what Daniel was also asking. Were they misakin, however you learn, were they misakin, Yalav Yavu, or it say as a chilek of Matbeya the Birch of the Mazin or not? According to Tetzvis, for the first three sudas that you have, then it's Matbeya Birch of the Mazin that you have to say it, and if you didn't say it, then you have to go back. But in the fourth one, you have to say it, but if you didn't say it, then you don't have to go back. Is it a chilek of Birch of the Mazin or not a chilek of Birch of the Mazin? You have to say it all the time. Half the time you have to go back, half the time you don't have to go back. What's going on? So if you look at the lesson of the Torah says by Rosh Chodesh, if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, it says if a person forgot to say Yalav Yavoi, even though you have to eat because of Shabbos, it says you still don't have to go back if you didn't say Yalav Yavoi. Why? Mishum hai miyuto leitiknu lachzer, says the Torah. As this miyut of times of Rosh Chodesh that you're mechuyev to eat, there weren't misakin that you have to go back. It sounds like it's totally in Takonas Chazal. In other words, Chazal or Misakin, sometimes it never became Matbeya the Bracha. And I think this is the difference really between Bris V'Torah and Azkaras Meina Ma'ira. Bris V'Torah became a chelik of the Meina Ma'ira. It became a chelik of the Matbeya Bracha. And Memela Kokama that you weren't Mekayim the mitzvah, like the way the Chazal or Misakin, Ken Zayin, you're not going to be Mekayim. You're not going to be mekayim your mitzvah even on a deraisa level. However, when it comes to haskaras meina ma'ira, there it's totally in chazal or misakin. Chazal or misakin, sometimes you have to be chozer, and sometimes you don't have to be chozer. When were they misakin? You have to be chozer. So, Tosfos says on daf mem dalet, who started the beginning of this man, that in Yerushalmi it's bevur that you have to be maskir meina ma'ira in ala mechil. He says maybe that was in those days where they were kaveh on Paris. Because my name, they're not kaveh on Paris, therefore you're not to be masker. The Shah says, what does that have to do with whether or not you're kaveh on Paris? You're not kaveh on Paris. If it's yontif and you have to masker, what's the difference if you have kaveh or not? Mashmoyis is that you need a suda chashuva, something which is kavua, then chazal or mesakin, that if you didn't say it, then you have to go back. Then you have to masker meina ma'ira, and if you didn't say it, then you have to go back. But Mela Taisis holds that any suda that you're mechuyiv to eat, that's a suda kavua, you're mechuyev to eat the suda, then that's a suda chashuva. If you didn't say it, then you have to go back. The ra'ah holds, it's nothing to do with the suda itself. It has to do with the birchas amazin. Is the birchas amazin a birchas amazin which is chashuv or not? If it's the day that you're mechuyev to eat, then the birchas amazin is birchas amazin which is chashuv. And chazal mesakin, then you have to go back if you didn't say it. But it never became a matbeya of birchas amazin. So just to be mesakin what we have over here, we asked at the beginning, what's the story? If a person says ala mechil, can it be yoytzi midaraisa or not? So he brought down that l'chor is telling whether or not gimel brachas daraisa or not. Tosis and the Rosh's mavur that gimel brachas daraisa, according to them, for sure he can't be yoytzi l'chor, but pashas he can't be yoytzi with ala mechil. If you hold that gimel brachas is not daraisa, then l'chor you can be yoytzi with ala mechil. The Ramban, they hold that gimel brachas is not daraisa, l'chor you should be able to be yoytzi with ala mechil. The problem is you don't see bris v'tur in ala mechil. How could it be yoytzi? So we said, according to Taisa, that Bris V'Torah is Daraisa, L'chor for sure in Echalam, you can't be Yetzeh. But if Bris V'Torah is only the Rabbanon, then Kenzan you can be Yetzeh on a Daraisa Dika level if you didn't say Bris V'Torah. Near Mitzadi, that Bris V'Torah maybe is different, because Bris V'Torah is a Matbea of Chazal, Chazal Mesakin it. If you didn't do like Chazal or Mesakin, you're Mafki in the entire Bracha Zamazmi Daraisa. But that would only be something which is a Matbea of the Bracha. Something which is a chiluk of the etzem birch zamazin. If you don't say it, then in a chanami you're mafkia the entire birch zamazin. However, haskaras meina ma'aro, zikr is not going to be there, not going to be yoytzi midaraisa, l'chor yoytzi midaraisa take a level. Maybe chazar mesakin, you have to go back if you, the suda chashuva or a day which is chashuv, chazar mesakin, you have to go back if you didn't, you weren't maskir meina ma'aro. Zikr, it never became a chiluk of the matbeah of the bracha l'choro to say that if you didn't say it, you weren't maskir it, then you're not going to be yoytzi midaraisa. That's the sugya. Now, a little bit just halacha kufay zayin, not too long. We're going to leave kufay ches, I think, for next chabura. Beizr Hashem. But kufay zayin, yukim benusach birch zamazin. Says the mechaber in sif aleph, yeshem baruch mazbeil ereven vein lomroi, v'moysiv gareah. Im omar b'mokim birch hazazon, baruch achmona malko morid haipito, yoto. Yeshem shetarach shiyachtein baruch achmona dazon kurlo. So Mechaber brings down, can you say, are you Yetzer with Baruch Malko, the Alma, Mared Aipito? Or do you have to be Choisim also with a Chasima? And It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that he goes, that in Echanam you would have to Ayin Bebach, because of the Nir Lev Iker Adei Azu, Vivil Beli Rabo. The Chorah Mashmois is that in Echanam you have to be Chosen. Meila, if you had a half a pizza and you said Baruch Achmona Marad Hai Pizza or Hai Pizza, then if you were not Chosen, you would not be Yetze, even the Baruch Rishen. Even if you, according to the Mechaber, that you are Yetze, according to the first Shita, you're only Yetze the first Bracha. You're not Yetze the rest of the Brachas, so maybe you have to continue and say the rest of the Brachas. Certainly, it's not a din, lechatchila, this is only a din b'diavad. Now, interesting, the Nusach here, I just was taking a little poll in the back, Mishnah Berurah says, you're supposed to say Sho'at Azon. The truth is that we say to Moedim also, Moedim Anachnu Loch, Sho'atu. Sho'atu. A lot of people there do say Sho'atu. But in Birchas HaMazon, almost everybody that I asked said Sho'atu. Sho'atu. Is there a difference between them? Not that I know of. As a matter of fact, the Pasuk that they bring down here, the El Yerabah quotes a Pasuk. He quotes a Radak in a Pasuk. The Radak says that you're supposed to say with a komat to be Marich the Aleph. I'm not sure what that means. But if you look at that Pasuk, on the word Sho'atu, Rashi says, Kmo Yishe'atu. It means the same thing. There's no difference L'maisa, and you'll be Yetzi either way. Some benches said one way, some benches said another way. L'maisa, I think the Midigar Elam, L'maisa is to say She, though for some reason, when it comes to Moedim, a lot of people say Sho. Either way. Another interesting thing is this: the Nekudos. You're supposed to say, Leichosar Lanu V'Yechsar Lanu. So the Machzis Shach was Masbir. The reason why you're supposed to say dafku with these nekudos is because the nekudos are eila b'gematria to lechem. It has the same gematria as lechem. It just means that even nekudos have chashivas and have gematrias, and there was hak in certain places about the way that they made certain nekudos. If you make it with a circle on the bottom of the komat, or you make it with a line on the bottom of the komat, kenzain that attack makes a difference, because a line kenzain has the din of a vav, which the gematria is 6, and a circle has a yud, which is 10. It's not so simple that you could just play around. That even Nekudos, the Chorah we see, have Hashivah. With regard to Chinuch, so Mishnah Berurah brings down over here that Lechatchilo you could be Mechanech children to say this Bracha, Baruch Achonu Malko Moridai Pito. And he brings down the Sharatim, but that's only really for the first Bracha. You should be Mechanech them with other Brachas also. So every Bracha you'll say, a Lashon of Birchas HaMazon HaMekutzer, it's brought down in the Bach, it's brought down in the Akamoshe, and Kuftan the Aleph, different Lashonis that they bring down of a shortened Birchas HaMazon. And L'chor, that's not the Minhag Olam. The Minhag Olam is, I think, in most schools and Chadorim and Beis Yaakovs, that they are Mechanech, that you say the first Bracha, Azon HaSakol. Then maybe they'll say Yuvenei Yerushalayim HaKodesh and Rachamim Zkenei L'Mesa Mashiach, maybe something like that. But they don't say Chelek of the first Bracha, Chelek of the second Bracha, Chelek of the third Bracha. According to Mishnah Berurah, L'chor, you should dafka, that's not a key of the Chinuch. The Chinuch is to be Yetze. How you could be Yetzer Daraisa? You have to say all three brachas. You have to be Mechanech them for all three brachas. So in Echanami, if you look at the Zayitzer Bracha, he brings down from Yashiv, Yitaka should say that, and he brings down the whole Lashon of the Birchas HaMazon HaMekutzer. Some Sidurim do have a Birchas HaMazon HaMekutzer, they actually do have it. L'maisa, I don't know anybody that says like that. Rav Shlomo Zalman, in Halicha Shlomo, I think it's a Hagah on the Sefer of the same Bracha, that he says, L'maisa, that's not the Minhag Olam. The Minhag Olam is to, he says, Minhagenu Shaloi Lahargal Ketanu Mispalo Levarach Menusach HaKotzer El HaSeder Nochon Nelamnu Mitchila Bracha Rishayno Mitchila Vara Soif Achriach Bracha Shnio. He says, even though, he says, also you shouldn't be Margal them something which is different than the regular Nusach. Besides the fact that their parents aren't going to know it, they're not going to be able to bench with them. But besides, it's not, they're going to get older, they're going to start benching that Nusach, they're going to have to switch. Maybe it can be myself also that the ages that they start teaching kids Bizmanenu is not even Gil Chinuch. They start singing benching with them when they're 3 years old. My daughter, they sing benching with her, she's in Gan, she's 3 years old. They sing the first Bracha. They sing, so, Kenzan, there's no Chiv Be'etzem to be Mecharech them in all three Brachas, because they're not the age. It happens to be, what is the age? So the Mishnah, the Sharatim brings down over here, from age 8, they should already, if they're less than age 8, maybe you could say this Lashon, but from age 8, it's really a Graz that says this, so they should already be saying the regular benching. They should already be saying the regular benching. So I don't know exactly what age he's talking about, 6, 7, L'chor, but it's age 3, 4, 5, L'chor, for sure, that's the age that they're teaching them how to bench, then it's, they're not even mechuyev to say all three brachas, so maybe that's just another limud zchus of why we go one bracha by the next. It's also very hard, because you're going to tell me at age 8 then you have to switch, so you have a class of kids, and certain kids are saying baruch harchamon amoradai pito, and some are saying the entire benching, and depending on what day they're holding and how charif the kid is, how much he has to say, and then practically it's very difficult. So is it shaykh? Maybe each person in their own house. But lemaisa, practically, and certainly in cheder, that's not what they're doing, and that's not the minhag olam. The minhag olam is to do one bracha by the next, one bracha after the next. Like Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, Sif Beis, Berachas Aretz LaRosh LaYomer Shinuchat LaVeisinu Eretz Chemdo Bris V'Teirol Shrei Emra Bris Lashon Chasam V'Teirol Teirol Shlim V'Tonu. You don't have to say the actual lashon of Bris V'Teirol Chaim U'Mozei, because we say Bris Lashon Chasam V'Teirol Teirol Shlim V'Tonu Al Chaim Shechoinat Chukach Shechoinat Tonu. So you don't have to say Bris Teirol Chaim U'Mozei. The Rambam Chelik. The Rambam says that you should say, and that's how Kimdumani the Eidut HaMizrach. That's what they say in benching. As they say, Bris Veter Chaim U'Mazin. Now, why you have to say Chaim U'Mazin, that I didn't figure out. Why Chaim? Where does it say anywhere you have to say Chaim? We also say Al Chaim Chaim B'Chesed Shechein Otonu. But where do you have to? Why do you have to say Chaim? Kinnir maybe was a Gears in the Gemara. But even if it's a Gears in the Gemara, what's the Makar for it? And why do you have to say Mazin? Why do you have to say Mazin? Mazin you said in the first Brach already. Brach Hashem Al Aretz Al Mazin. Azana Sakol. So why do you say you say it in the second bracha, Allah Arts Allah Muslim? Why do you have to say Allah Arts Allah Muslim? Why do you even have to say that? Allah Arts. You already said it for Muslim in the first bracha. Not exactly clear. But you do, I think the Rishayim already Ma'ur. The Mordechai I think is Ma'ur. Why you'd have to say Chaim? Muslim it wasn't Ma'ur on, but that is Lamaisa their Girsa. Sif Gimel. If a person doesn't say Bris Vatero, Im Le Hiske Bibrichas Arts Bris Vatero, Afin Le Choser Chizel Achman, Mazir and Say. Lachas, if a person doesn't say Bris Vater, then he has to go back. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bir Lacha says, if you have a suffix whether or not you said Bris Vater, then we say Sircha Nakam Dazel, for sure you said it. However, let's say a person messed up. And he said, sometimes a person, the Bir Lacha points this out actually. The Bir Lacha points this out, Benegeas is saying Kapit Lach Tilim, I think it's in Simen Nun, when he's talking about saying Psukim by heart. You're not supposed to say Psukim by heart, unless it's Shogar B'Fi Akol. Says, Tehillim is one of the things that is a shogar fiyah kol, he let us say Tehillim by heart. Says the Bir Halacha there, but there's a lot of kapitloch that there's psukim that overlap, that they're similar. And you have to be careful, you don't go from one to the next. And that's very common that people do that. And Alamichya and Birch Zamazin also has a lot of words that are similar. Al Eretz Chem Datoy V'Rechovo are both in Birch Zamazin and in Alamichya. So what happens if you say Noid Lecha Hashem Lekeinu and you say Eretz Chem Datoy V'Rechovo and Shuritzim Chalta Lavei Seinu, you kick into Alam Michel. The Chol B'Riyah is Mitzvah Hashem LaHashem LaKeisal. It's Mitzvah Brachat Hashem Alar Tzal Michel. Oh my goodness! I'm going to avenge you. Alar Tzal Michel. It's Kum Tais. You didn't say Bris V'Teru. In that case, you didn't say Bris V'Teru because you ended off with Alam Michel. Are you Yetzer Your Chiyuv or not? But Pashtus is according to this Mechaber, you're not Yetzer Your Chiyuv. What do you do now? Do you go back? Do you start from the beginning? Shuritzim says something fascinating. Sharatin says, maybe you could say Bris Vater right here. Baruch Ata Hashem Ala Arts Ala Mazin. Even though, let's say our case, he said Ala Arts Ala Michel, which is L'chara Ala Arts Ala Mazin, is a similar, the same thing, you should be Yaitse. You could say Bris Vater here? The same way that we know, let's say by Yalav Yavai. If a person forgets Yalav Yavai in Rosh Chodesh, and he says, V'sechazen Einin M'shimcha L'tzion B'rachamim, Baruch Ata Hashem Ma'achzir Shkinas L'tzion, the halacha is you say Yalav Yavai right there, in between the brachas. You don't go back, you say Yalav Yavai right there, and then you say Moedim. So says the Mishnah Berurah, you should be able to say the same thing over here. Say Bris V'Teru right here. Baruch Ata Hashem Al Aretz Al Mazayin Bris V'Teru. Rachim No. What mashmois does Bris V'Teru have in the middle of nothing? What are you saying, Bris V'Teru? You just have to be masking Bris V'Teru. The words Bris V'Teru. L'chero, you're not saying Al Aretz Al Mazayin Val Bris Val Teru, because then it's being chaysim ba'arba b'shalish. So I thought maybe it means to say Noid start from Noid Lecha until you get up to Bris V'Teru. Al Bris V'Teru Zayin Al Teshu Nezano. Otherwise, I'm not exactly sure. L'chor doesn't have any mashmoy. Very hard to say. L'alach l'maisa, the Imik Bracha says on this Mishnah Berurah, he says this Pashin, and this is really the say that we were saying before in the Minchaburo, that there's a difference between Yalav Yavai and Bris V'Teru. Bris V'Teru is a chilek of the matbeah of the Bracha. You can't take a chilek of the matbeah of the Bracha and say it after the Bracha. There's no such thing. Yalav Yavai was never niskan as a chilek of the matbeah of the Bracha. It's a yisofa that you say in Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, if you didn't say it in the Bracha, you can say it after the Bracha. However, it never became matbea that you have to say dafk in the bracha. The chatchil is supposed to say in the bracha. Afterwards, if you missed it, you'll say it in between. A bris v'terah zikr, you can't say in between the brachas. And the meila, you have to pasha that you have to go back to the beginning of benching. And I shouldn't say pasha, you have to go back to the beginning of benching. That's a shayla in the bir halacha. But where do you have to go back to? But the ma'aser we paskin, Mishnah Berurah says, you go back to the beginning of benching in such a case. So, if the person kicks into alamicha in the middle, does he? What should he do? And the answer is, he goes back to the beginning of benching. Now, what happens if he benched alamicha instead? He said alamicha instead of berachas hamazon. L'chara, the same thing. L'chara, you have a shaila whether or not bris v'tero is ma'akiv or not. Whether or not you're yetzer with alamicha. L'chara, the pashtas is, since you didn't say bris v'tero, then Mimela, you're not yetzer, and you'd have to go back. It is machlekes apayskim. The Chayyadim says it's pasha that you're not yetzer. We saw that the Sharatim brought down from the Dogam Ravava that you are yetzer. Can Zayin on at least the Raisa you're yetzer? Maybe the Ravana you're not. But it is machlekes apayskim whether or not you're yetzer with bris v'ter with in alamichil. Maybe they're only misakim bris v'ter as a chilek of the lashon of benching, but not in alamichil. What's that? That you are yetzer. Possible b'kisnin you are yetzer. The lacha is that if a person had kidei tzviya possible b'kisnin, but it's not tzviya of everybody else's shir tzviya, then the churro, the suffix deraisa, maybe you're yetzu, and the lach is you make an alamichel. Chazanish brings this raya, the churro, you could be yetzu, he brings the raya that you're yetzu with alamichel. The maya says, machlekes apayskim, whether or not you are or not, chayodim says, lehedi, that you're not. Therefore, I hear from Berkowitz, he says that if you're had kdei tzviya, you have a shalad deraisa, so then in a chanam, you should go and bench again. If it's only a shalad derabanan, then it's a suffix derabanan lekula, and therefore, you're okay. The best ace is, like the Kavachayim says, in such a case, either get somebody else to be maitzi or have another kezayis, make a hamaitzi because you already benched, you already had eschadas, and bench again and have it in mind. Siftalid. Im lehizkir b'bain Yerushalayim achaz beis David, machzir nesai, v'oimrim ala nisim b'chanako v'purim koidim ala kol. Im lehomar im machzir nesai, v'ayin lekamon tafresh pei beis. V'mikol moko im yuchol ha'omar v'seich shahar ha'rachamon. V'yem ha'rachamon yasal ha'nisim k'mo yishasam b'yamim mehem, v'achin og. That is, I don't know if everybody knows this halacha. Many people don't. If you forgot Al Anisim, the halacha is you don't go back, but there is a place to stay in the Harachamans. Interestingly enough, like the Shari Chuba points out, you could daven for Nisim. Harachaman, Uyasalon, Unisim, Nefloris, Kasharosan, Lavisenu. You're really not supposed to daven. That's what the Shari Chuba is busy with. It's just a chiddush agav that you could stay in the Harachamans. The Harachaman is not a chilek of benching b'chol. What does it help you? Let's say you finish benching. You were Sashem Kidusha, Varachas Marav Hashalom. And then I forgot to say Al Anisim. So say Al Anisim right here. You're ready after benching. The truth is that we saw that a Rachman is considered a chilek of benching. It's a teifis. Bracha and you to say it on Shabbos. Not only that, as Bari's Ma'ir here, that L'chari you should hold the kais for the entire Rachman because it becomes a teifis of benching and you even say it on Shabbos. The truth is that a son the Shari Bracha brings down that the Rachman is taka say that. You should taka hold the kais for the entire Rachman. That's not the minigurlam. But it's a teifas, it became a chelik of benching. And Ramela, since a chelik of benching, it passes to say, Al Anisim in the middle.